All right, so we are so a couple of pretty interesting. We sort of spread through Yud Zion last week. I took another look at it. It's like, oh wow, that is actually a pretty interesting sugya over there. So Yud Zion is the what are we talking about here? So Yud Zion is there. It is in the Torah. Okay, so this is in. On page 1, the second wide line in the Torah, it says, "Afal pi shem minog ovdei adam lahavri chagafan b'chol shana v'shana, hitir ri, I think, lishtos yayin migafnei hagayim mishum desafek or lamutter." So the first thing he says is the minog is that they sort of take branches from the vines and mix and match, you know, sort of move them around and prune them and stuff every year. Which, and perhaps even plant them a little bit here or there, which potentially will start the whole Orla clock over again. So he says, yeah, but still, we still drink the wine from the Gaim. I mean, not as long as you solve the Yayin Nesach and Stam Yinam issues, right? But just the fact that it's grown on a non-Jewish vineyard, that's okay. Why? Mishum Tzafik Orla Mutter. Because we pass on Tzafik Orla's Mutter, as we've seen. Now, this is a Chutzlaret statement, but yeah, Tzafik Orla Mutter. And the Rush comes along and says, Ari Matza Heter L'Gifnei HaGayim. He says, I have another Heter. So, I mean, that's a Heter by the Gafnei Gayim, meaning the non-Jewish people who are vineyard. If you're a vineyard worker, you are a Vintner. That's it. Right. Right. I was trying to think to the to Dr. Chaim Salvechik's stuff about Rashi when he calls him. All right, a vitner. Right. So Ari Matza Heter L'Gafanim Gayim. So the Rush says that fine, that works if it's a non-Jew, meaning a non-Jew, and we're not gonna be able to keep track of what's Orla and what's not. So fine. Aval Gafanim She Yisrael Avad the Mosam, but what if a Jew works there? So Umavrichen Osam B'chol Shana V'Shana and does what's it called, replants or grafts every year. Viaduishu Orla. We know he knows it's Orla. So lo matza heter. So there's no heter for that. So vani roe shepashad haheter b'chol arsus v'emeshkiach. This is the Rush still talking. The Rush says, "But I look around and I see everybody seems to be makel on this, right?" So the Rush has this is not an uncommon thing that you see from the Rush. That the Rush like looks around and says, "Gee, you know the halacha should be like this, but everybody seems to be doing that, right? Is that defensible?" It says v'tarti ani b'libi. So limso shum tzad heter lahotzi rabin mimichshol. So I said it in my heart to figure out a way to save everybody from this michshol and to say I would was mutter. V'harich v'daver v'yotzi michlal dvar she'ein markiv umavrich chayev b'orla. So and I came up with the idea that the idea of grafting and things like that is only in a chayev in orla in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz it's mutter. Okay, that's his. That's what the Rush says. That maybe it's only an issue in Eretz Yisrael, and in Chutz La'aretz it's okay. So the Beis Yosef here at the so is that just like oh well like how did he come up with that like what you know he just said oh well you know I'm in Chutz La'aretz and everybody seems to be doing it so it'll be machalik and say in Eretz Yisrael it's a problem in Chutz La'aretz it's okay. So so the Beis Yosef here develops this much further. So. The fourth, in Yud Zayin, right, the five lines into the Beis Yosef, he quotes the Yosef Michal Dorsh, Ein Markim Umarve Chai Be'orla El Be'eretz Yisrael, Aval Lo B'chutz La'aretz. So Taimo, right, this big section here from the Beis Yosef, B'shum Darmina Perek Mashua Pelcham, he says, no, it's not just like, oh, we made up this chiluk. No, there's a real solid reason for this chiluk, because we learn in Mashuach Melchama, Mesecha Sota, V'lo Chalulu Peret L'mavrich U'markiv, She'eno Chozer Me'orchei HaMelchama. That the having to do with the guy who's the people going to Melchemes Rishus, right? And we give permission to various people to go home from war. So one of those things are so there the Gemara says that one of those people that go home is if you planted a new field. Well, what about if you only grafted a new field? So the Ka'amar Hasam Hamani Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakovi. So Lav Mi Amar Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Kerem Kamashma.
You mean a new vineyard, right?
A new vineyard, right. So Yaakov Kerem Kamashmo, Hachinami Neta Kamashmo, Noteya in Mavrich Umar, Noteya in Mavrich Umar Kivlo, Hilkach Vunatatem Nami Kamashmo, Avalo Mavrich Umar Kiv. So come, and he said that's the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, who says that, well, What happens if instead of, if you didn't plant a new vineyard, you only grafted a new vineyard? So he says, no, the Pasuk says planted, noteya, so noteya gets to go home, but not a guy who is mavrich u'markiv. So va'afal gav, so even though, so va'afal gav the ein halacha krebli azav ben Yaakov inyan chozer me orchei melchama. So he says, yeah. So we don't paskin like him when it comes to the halacha of going back for war. Mikol makom leinyan orla avdinim kavase dechol hamekel ba'aretz halacha kemoso b'chutz la'aretz. So he says, if you look at the Rambam on that Gemara about the whether you can go home for just grafting a field, so Rambam paskins no. You can't go back for that. Only if you plant a field. But when it comes to Orla, so Suffolk Orla b'chutz la'aretz is mutter. We're going to go more mekel outside of Eretz Yisrael. So says the Beis Yosef, that perhaps is the source for the Rush distinguishing here. That it's true, for a war in Eretz Yisrael, we're machmir, and don't let the guy go back. But it's a machlokas. It is a bona fide machlokas. So therefore, when it comes to Orla, one has the right to be mekel in chutz la'aretz, has the right to be mekel and let the guy go home. Varam perakamad de Rosh Hashanah continues on, right? The sof perakamad de Kedushin, kasa b'shem haramban, right? Tamza ba'atzma. Apparently the Ramban said this. The Ran quotes the Ramban on this. Varashba b'tshuva, kasa b'gamkein varam elu b'shem haramban, b'likutav, v'chasa b'lefid varam zal, yehadavar mutr l'gamri, v'afilu b'makiro la'achar shenifsak me'av. Even if you know that it's separated from the, I assume shenifsak me'av, meaning from the main tree, still you have the right to be makel on these things. The Ein Suffolk, and he says, I don't have any doubt, continues the Beis Yosef, Shilu Ra Harush Divri Haramban Shahaya Kusvan Bishmo. And I have no, so the Rush kind of made this up on his own. So the Beis Yosef is like, well, right? The Ramban is saying that we distinguish. Ramban is quoted by the Ran and is quoted by the Rashba as making this distinction, as saying that in Chutz La'aretz it's one way, in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz we're Mekel, in Eretz Yisrael we're Machmir. So apparently the Ramban already made this distinction. So why didn't the Rush quote the Ramban? So he says, the Beis Yosef says, I have no doubt that had the Rush actually seen this, Sheilu Ra Harush Divrei HaRamban, Shaya Kosu V'Sho, he would have written in the name of the Ramban. About Lefi Shalo Ros, I never saw it. Hay Mitzdar Al Davar Ad Sheher Hashem Einav. He was bothered by it until Hashem opened his eyes and he found the Heter, Umatzas Machze, and Vekivan Mada Amar HaRamban. And he came up with the idea that the Ramban had, Ki Al Zen Emar Chacham Adif Minavi, V'Sod Hashem Lireyav. Alright, it's about this that we say that a chacham is wiser than a navi, and Hashem will give the secrets to the people that fear him. Right, and now we actually do paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov because his mishnah is very clear. Now we'll get back to this Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in the next sugya as well. But apparently there is this idea to regularly paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Anyways, so therefore we have a lot of grounds to say that one has the right to be makel when it comes to Orla, at least when it is in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so the Bedek HaBayis here continues. Now again, what's the Bedek HaBayis? Bedek HaBayis is the Beis Yosef's addendum, right? That what's in the bold is what he wrote the first time, and then Bedek HaBayis he added in at some point later. So now first he says, Utrumas Adeshin Kasim Kedin Zebesim and Tchav Tzadigam. He says, first of all, Utrumas Adeshin says the same idea, that we distinguish between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, and with regards to the grafting and things like that, in Chutz La'aretz one has the right to be makel in the vines. He says, V'ikel Amedak, and he says, Harei Tiknu L'darim B'Chutz La'aretz, Aval Hadarim B'Eretz Yisrael, Heich Yumutarim Lechol Anavim L'Shush Yayin. He says, okay, great. So that helps you in Chutz La'aretz. Now, first of all, it's just interesting that note Ayin Hey says that the Bedek HaBayis, the first edition of the Bedek HaBayis only ends with that those six words about the Trumas Hadeshin. This Ve'ikel HaMeidak showed up I don't know how the editions worked in the Beis Yosef's Bedek HaBayis, but apparently showed up a little bit later. But he says, okay, so that's great. That helps us in Chutz La'aretz. What about in Eretz Yisrael? What about plucking grapes in Eretz Yisrael? Do we have to be choshesh for Orla of these grapes? So he says, Shari Suffolk Orla Eretz Yisrael Usser, right? We don't have the heter of Suffolk Orla, right? Suffolk Orla in Israel is Usser, right? Mavrik Mark of Eretz Yisrael Usser. Rabbanan, the Pligia Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, right? Like the Rabbanan, who argued Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Orla, Afbishel Amea Ara, Afbishel Ayin Aleph, I assume means. I think he's trying to say of non-Jews, actually. Ovdei Elilim, I think that's it. Ovdei Elilim, even of non-Jews, is this still aser, as we learn elsewhere. Oh, so this idea, what about in Eretz Yisrael? So that's Taliyin HaMachlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanim Perek Kama D'Orla. Right? Umaisi La B'Perek HaNiskin. And that shows up in Maseches Gittin as well. What's there, this Mishnah? So he says, well, Netiyah shel orla v'shel kalei akerem shenis arve b'netiyos. Hareze lo yilkot, v'im likat yalu be'echar. He says, what about if you have a orla plant that got mixed in with Netiyah shel orla, or a kalei akerem plant, meaning an usser plant, that got mixed in with other plants. So hareze lo yilkot, v'im likat yalu be'echar u'masayim. So you shouldn't take it, but if you did, meaning if you, it sounds like the time comes is you shouldn't. I mean, once it got mixed in, you shouldn't take from the field. But if you did, yalu be'echad u'masayin, as long as it's less than 1/200, it would be mutter. Uvat shelo yischavein lilkot, as long as you don't have kavana to do it. Meaning, if you have, it sounds, the Tanakhama here in the Mishnah is saying that if you have, you know, you have a big field and you planted a new tree and now you forgot which is the new tree. Like, you know, and meanwhile your wife is yelling at you, like, oh, you know, right? So it can't be batel in the whole, so he says, it's not batel, right? Unless it's 1/200, it's not going to be batel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af yischavein lilk. Sorry, you can't even plant. You can't even pluck it. And if you do pluck it, so then it would be batel if it's 1/200. But it sounds like the whole thing is aser. Comes Rabbi Yossi and says, no, af yischavein lilkot v'yala be'echer u'masayim. He says, no, it's mutter. Even if you, and there's a, the footnote here about yischavein is a machlokas about what exactly that word is. A bunch of different gears about yischavein, mischavein. But even if you have kavana to do it, and to nullify it, it sounds like it's mutter. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're allowed to go ahead and pluck everything together, knowing that some of that is going to be orla, provided that the orla makes up less than 1/200. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Now, that sounds like it's a, right, now, what's he telling you to do? Right, it sounds like he's telling you to actively be mevatel something, right, which seems to be a violation of, right, the big rule of a mevatlin iser l'chakila, right? We normally assume that you're not allowed to go ahead and go and purposely be mevatel things, right? Rabbi Yossi seems to be saying that it is permissible. So, right, which is already a big chiddush. In fact, Rabbi Bloom, one of the Chabad guys who davens with us, who's a pretty decent Talmud Chacham, right? So he gives a, there's some kind of smicha course that he gives to guys at Chabad, and they're up to now the sugya of Ein Mevatlin Iser L'Chachila. So I think he asked me, like Thursday morning, like, would you give a chabura on Ein Mevatlin Iser L'Chachila in modern day kashrus issues? So I was like, all right, you know, let me think about it. And over the course of the day, I noticed, I just wrote down whenever a occurrence came to me. So I came up with about five ideas about where Ein Mevatlin Iser L'Chachila is a sugya. And then, like, while preparing this, this came up with number six, right? The Rabbi Yossi seems to permit mevatlin isul chadchila. Now, the only problem is that how do we paskin when we have a machlokas Tanakama versus Rabbi Yossi? Right? So, generally, the rules are you follow the Tanakama against Rabbi Yossi. So, it's very nice that Rabbi Yossi here is jumping in and saying, oh, we matir ein mevatlin isul chadchila, but it seems like we should paskin like the Chachamim, anyways, who say that you're not allowed to go ahead and do that. So you're back up the creek, right? If you have this, these fields where there's a little bit of orla mixed into the vineyard, right? It seems like it goes back to being usher to use the whole vineyard if you don't know what's what. He says, however, v'halacha k'Rebbe Yossi, but the Beis Yosef comes and contends, but by the way, and here we paskin like Rebbe Yossi. How do you know that? Bishum damorai mefarshi taime. Because the Amorayim explain the reasoning. Now, this is also a challenge, right? Plus, when we learn Orla, right? Maseches Orla has no Gemara attached to it. So you're often, like, the Gemara will usually sort out in the Mishnah who he passed like in the Mishnah. Usually a pretty good indication. But here you have to track down elsewhere in Shas, right? Dig up some other place in Shas where this is discussed, right? And so says the Beis Yosef, yeah, if you find this discussion, there's a discussion about this issue in Meseches Gittin. And there the opinion of Rabbi Yossi is explained. And because the opinion of Rabbi Yossi is explained, we could paskin like Rabbi Yossi against the Tanakama. V'chein pasak ha-Rambam in Perek Yudvav, mi-Hilchos Machalos Asuros, v'al pize yesh la-hater, and therefore you can matir it, de-mistanua l'netia achas shel orla yesh masayim shel hater. He says, most probably, even if there is one bush of orla, it's probably nullified by it's probably less than 1/200 of what is in that vineyard. And he says, "V'og yishlahatim itam acher mishum dekodem shiyavru shnei orla inam osim peros v'imosim heim dakim chalushim she'inam ruim lasos mehem yayin achlam mevrichin im inam poskim osam meyaviim ad sheheim nifsekin mealehem ve'az vaday ose yayin tov tzrichem anu latam rishon." He says, and he says, in anyways, that probably if something is really within the first 3 years, it's probably not putting out a large amount of grapes anyways, so therefore it's probably butel, it's probably not an issue anyways, but if it is, so then anyways you have that first opinion to rely on. So that's a pretty massive chiddush, right? All of a sudden we have a sugi here where we seem to be permitting a mevatlanis, where we seem to be doing bitel l'chachila, right? We have this thing, we got it lost in there. I would think I'm not allowed to create a taruvis, right, by mixing it together. And all of a sudden here we are permitting it. So why, maybe Rabbi Yossi at least is permitting it, and the Beis Yosef is suggesting that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So I believe on the sheet I did put the Mishnah from the Yachin Boaz, I think like page 4 or 5. Did I get it there? Yeah, so page 6. So page 6 is this Mishnah. So this Mishnah, right, this is the classic Yachid Uboaz Mishnayis. This is Saba's Mishnah that I claimed as my Yerusha from Saba. That was this this Mishnah here. So so you see the top Mishnah. The top Mishnah is Vav, right, before you get to Zion. So there it says, Hareze Yilkov, Im Lokad Yala Be'echad Umasayim, Uvachal Yischavin Lokad, as long as you don't have in mind to harvest them. But Rabbi Yossi says, no, even if you do have Kavanah to harvest them, V'yalu Be'echad Matayim, and it could be Batal 1/200, even if you're doing it, even if you're having in mind to do it. So if you take a look on the left, the Bar Tanura, so the part that I've underlined, he says, V'afal Gav De Ba'alma Im Vatlin Isr L'Charchila, that even though generally we don't assume bitul iser lechadchila, right? We don't allow you to do bitul like this. Hacha milsa delo shchichahi velo gazer. Here it's something that is not common, and therefore there is no gezera. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, but we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi anyways. That's what the Bar Tanura says. Okay, which is right. So which is against the Beis Yosef here. So on the right side of the page, you have the Tosfos Yantif. The Tosfos Yantif there quotes the Bar Tanura, the top couple of lines, right? It's quoted there. And then he continues in second of the skinny lines, even though we normally don't do it, right? Because we're concerned that maybe you would, like, l'charchila mix Isser and Heter, which is what you're doing here. Not only does the Bar Tanura say we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, but the Rambam in his Perush HaMishnayis, in his commentary on the Mishnayis, also says that we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. Aval b'chiburo, but in his chibur, meaning the Mishnah Torah and the Rambam, right? Perek tes zayin, v'hilchos macholos asurus, Pasa Rabbi Yossi, he does pass like Rabbi Yossi. Because of a kesef Mishnah, mishun damurai mefarshe milei, mashba da halacha kavase. And the kesef Mishnah explains, because amurai, right, kesef Mishnah is the same guy as the Beis Yosef, right, the same guy who wrote the Ben de Kabayis is also writing the kesef Mishnah, right? So he says, why is that? So he says, because there are amuraiim that give this reasoning, that seem to back up the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi, so therefore we have the right to paskin that way. What exactly is what is going on there? So I maybe I should put it on. So it is an interesting comment here that the Gemara has. Wait, the Gemara is Gittin Samach Zayin. Gittin Zayin, Samach Zayin. Where was it? No. Sorry, the Dalit on the base, that's why. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so the Gemara there says, it's bringing it up as a dispute. So he says, Ha itmar Allah, the Gemara there comments, he says, Amar Rava chazaka in adam oser es karmo b'niti achas. Says, oh, Rava explains that normally Rabbi Yossi is machmer in imavatl nishal chachi. That's the Gemara's question. But here there's a chazaka that a person wouldn't prohibit aser their vineyard, right, by putting one orla thing in there. But he did, meaning he did put in one orla thing in there. So Rashi comments, very interesting. Rashi comments, the kaven de lo shchicha lo achmor barabanan. And because it's not shaykh, because it's so uncommon that people would do this, plant one orla tree in the rest of the field, there was never a gezeira that was imposed upon it. That's the pshat that Rashi gives on that idea. So Rabbi Yossi is saying that normally we do say ein mevatel nesarchil. Normally you can't actively go ahead and be mevatel something. But when it comes to this case of orla, of having one orla branch in the rest of the field, so apparently that's a very uncommon thing. So therefore the gezeira of ein mevatlin iser l'chachila was never applied to the din of Orla. That seems to be what the Gemara is saying. That seems to be what Rabbi Yossi paskins. That seems to be how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. And I tried looking around if this is used by kashrus agencies today, meaning, you know, if kashrus agencies that oversee a field and a vineyard in Eretz Yisrael, so how machmer are they on Orla? I don't know. Maybe I'll... I couldn't find any articles on the topic. The next step is to go and actually ask some of my people directly. But that seems to be the din. So if anybody ever asks you a trivia question, when is Ein Mevatlin Iser L'Chachila Mutter L'Chachila? The answer is, Orla in Eretz Yisrael, Orla Eve Afilu B'Eretz Yisrael.
So Ein Mevatlin Iser L'Chachila is a gzeira of the Rabbanon.
That's where, yes. No, that for sure. That for sure is a gzeira, right?
I mean, it only applies when they want it to apply, not when it's not common. Okay,
okay. Right. So I don't know of any, and I also don't know of any other cases where we knock it out. Also, there are a few cases where there's a whole issue that we talked about. It's in mevatel iser chachila. It's only a problem when you're being mevatel be iser. Right, so did we talk about the chocolate machine here this year? One of our sweet trading company bought a new chocolate machine and came in used, and chocolate machines are difficult to kasher. But we were able to document that all the chocolate that had been used in it previously was kosher, meaning we figured out where they bought it from and where it came from. The only issue is that it could have been used for dairy, right? And she wanted to use it for parf. So what we did, and also they come in dirty, because you can't really clean these chocolate machines, because you can't, it's not allowed to get hot. So it still had chocolate in it. So we cheshbonned out how much part of chocolate was in there, what the weight is. We put in 60 times that. And that chocolate was par, probably. But even if it wasn't, we cheshbonned out how much chocolate would have been in the machine, put in 60 times that amount of par of chocolate, and therefore, we, even if it was dairy, we would be mevatel the chocolate. We would mevatel the dairy chocolate into the par of chocolate. Isn't that a problem of ein mevatel and iser l'chadchila? So the answer is no. There's no iser. Right? There's no iser. Right? The first run of chocolate anyways, I told her put it to the dairy side, which she did. Right? So she put it to the dairy side. And that's it. So, and then bittel is done. So from that point onwards, then it's going to be used for par of chocolate. Okay. So, anyways. So that was sugya number one. Now, interestingly, Shulchan Aruch does not quote that opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Shulchan Aruch just gives a different reason. In the Shulchan Aruch itself, well, on page number four, I guess, or three. What?
Three?
Right, so the way the Shulchan Aruch quotes this is... in Yud Zayin, Afa Pisha Minog Ovdei Adam Lahavrich Gefan B'chol Shana Mutar Lishtos Yain Megifnei Avdei Kochavim. You're allowed to take the wine from there because it's Safik Orla anyways, and therefore it's Mutar. And even in Yisrael, even in Krumim where Yisrael works, right, Umavrichin Osam B'chol Shana Mutar, it's permitted anyways. Mishum Mavrichu Markiv Eino Chay B'Orla Elav Eretz Yisrael, but not in Chutz La'aretz. Right, so that's that. That was easy. And what about in Eretz Yisrael? V'yesh Limtzo Heter Gam Livnei Eretz Yisrael. B'yayin shel karmo of the kochavim, the wine of a non-Jewish one, mishum, the ruv of the gefanim lav orlin inhu, v'afilu b'kramim she'yadu avadik she'yish pem orla, yish latir mishum de kodim she'yavru aleim shnei orla, inam osim peiros v'im osim mehim dakim kalushim, she'inam ru'uyim lasos mehen yayin. He says, because anyways, it's probably not so much, and the first 3 years, it's probably not producing any grapes anyways, so therefore it's mutter. Now, he doesn't go on and quote the additional opinion in the Beis Yosef. Why that is, I don't know. It's hard to really track down. You know, the further achronim arguing about this kind of stuff in Hilchos Orla, at least within the svarim that I have in my library. So we'll leave that. Let's try to do at least the next sugi here also, which is also this one actually does come up. Actually, I meant to get the pictures of this. Right, Elon Shniktsats. Sorry, Yud Ches. But you know, let's go back into the Beis Yosef. You got to see the Beis Yosef on this. So the tour says Elon Shniktsats v'chazer v'gadol mehashoresh. Right, a Elon was cut. So you cut the tree, and then it grew from the root. Right, so something grew out of the root. So when we were in Seattle, I meant to track a picture of this down today. I'm not sure I have any my own pictures. Take a quick look. But when we were in Seattle this past summer, we went to this Sukkos. Well, kashra stuff. No. I think Chav has a few pictures of this. All right. Anyways, so there are trees there where we went to. There's this waterfall that we went to, which has like a dam associated with it. And at some point, they chopped down all the trees in this place, like 80 years ago or something like that. And then these massive trees grew over the roots. So, and not just like the roots, like the stump might be a few feet tall, like was like, you know, sometimes 3-4 feet tall. And then an additional tree grew over the stump, sort of grew out of the stump and then grew all the way up. So that seems like it's this case, right? So you cut a tree down, and now another tree grows out of it. So is that considered to be a new tree or not? So the Rambam says, so Kasav Aramish Einu Chay Beorla Elim Kei Niktzatz Me Im Haaretz. Right? I was like, Me Am Haaretz? What's that? No, unless it's cut Me Im Haaretz. Right? And the Rambam says it's not considered a new tree unless you totally cut the tree completely out of the ground. But if there's a little bit of a stump remaining and a tree grows out of that, it's going to be pater. No, then if you cut out up to a tefach, you're going to be chayiv, right? So if it's cut along the ground within a tefach of the ground, you're going to be chayiv. And from the tefach and upward, it's going to be pater. Okay, so that's their machlokas, right? Does it have to be, in order for a new oral account to begin, does it have to be that the tree was totally uprooted, like the Rambam says, or a new oral tree would begin even if it was cut within a tefach of the ground? So again, not so practical, but it is. But there is an interest also. But this idea of like figuring out how to paskin again comes up in this area. So the Beis Yosef here, right above, says Perek Yud Mihilchos Ma'aser Sheni V'Taimu Min Destam V'Perek Kama D'Shvius. Right, Elon Shenigmam. Right, so this is coming out of the mission in the beginning of Maseches Shvius, that an Elon Shenigmam V'Hutzi Chalipin Mitefach Ulamala Kinetia. Mitefach ulamala ki'ilan divrei Rabbi Shimon. That if it's a tefach and below, it's considered a sapling, but if it's a tefach and above, it's still considered to be an ilan divrei Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so v'itmar ala b'Yerushalmi. Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov amru davar echad. And then the Yerushalmi comments, there's a Yerushalmi at the end of that, actually the end of the first parak of Maseches Shviyos on that Mishnah, says, oh, Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So the same Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov person, right? Amru davar echad. Am Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan b'Shem Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, ha-gomen es karmo pachos mitefach, the one who cuts their karam less than a tefach, chayiv orla mifnei maris ha'ayin. You're going to be chayiv orla because of maris ha'ayin. V'chamorim, no. At sheyigmum meim haaretz, until it's uprooted from the ground. Okay, so you have a machlokes again, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov versus the Chachamim, about whether you have to be start a new orla count if it's within a tefach or it has to be totally taken out. Right, the Chachamim are mekel, meaning they would not require a new orla count most of the time, and the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is a little more machmer. So how do we paskin on that? So pasuk zal kechachamim, right? So you paskin like the chachamim, right? V'chein pasuk harashba b'tshuva dekevin de'amru b'yushami derbi shimon rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov amru davar echad havalei shita v'leis hilchas hakavase, right? And the Rashba assumes that way as well. Why? Because the Yerushalmi states Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon as saying the same thing, and that's a way of saying they have their shita. Right, and we disagree. In fact, when the Gemara sometimes will give this long list of Tanayim, that these people all held the same thing, right? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, something like that, and we'll show how they all held the same thing, and that, you know, they all held of the same principle. So we generally don't paskin like that principle. That generally is saying they hold that way, and we don't hold that way. Right, so therefore, suggests the Rambam based on that Yerushalmi that the fact that these Amoraim are being quoted in that way, that means that we don't paskin that way, and therefore we can be mekel. That says the Rambam. Va'rashka says no. V'li near the lachak Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov the mishnasu kafanaki. Then no, we actually paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov because the Gemara in Gittin tells us that his mishnah was kavanaki, that he somehow had a clear mesora, and Rabbi Shimon assumes like him. So therefore, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and therefore one would be machmir. And the Rambam period. So that's that machlokas. Also, the Rambam just adds in. So when do you start counting? You start counting from the cut, meaning if there is a tree that comes out of that thing, so it, so to speak, begins growing when the cut is made, and that's when the and that would be the moment to start the 3-year clock, right? But anyways, so how do we deal then with this machlokas Rambam versus Rush? So if you go to Shulchan Aruch, the Rama doesn't argue, right? The Shulchan Aruch just quotes his opinion in Yud Ches, right? What was this, page 4 or 5? Right? I don't remember. Right, page 3, okay. So Elon Shenikzatz v'chazer v'gadol mehashoresh, or if you have an Elon that was cut and it goes back and it grows from the root, Einu chayev elim kein nikzatz me'ala aret. So you're not going to be chayev unless it is cut from the ground. Right, if there's still a little stump left that goes above the ground, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to start a new count. Umonu lo mishas katzitza, and you start counting from the moment of cutting. Aval im nishar mimenu kol shehu pater. But if there is, so long as there is a tiny bit amount, you don't need a tefach, just a tiny amount, you are going to be pater. You would not have to count the new shloshim. So comes the shach here in Lamed Aleph, and say, right, and the Rama doesn't argue. Interestingly enough, the Rama does not step in to defend the rush, but the shach does. Right, and the shach in Lamed Aleph says v'dasa rush afilu nishar bo at tefach chayev. He says the rush held, so no, that even if you did leave a tefach behind, even if you left up to a tefach behind, you would still be chayiv. And from tefach and above, that's when you would be pater. Right? V'arav hishmid daito, and the rav left him out, meaning the mechaber left him out. I'm not sure why he's complaining about the Shulchan Aruch, I would think he'd complain about the Ramah, right? Why? So why did the Shulchan Aruch leave him out? Nira mishum desvirle derayas harash shepasa karavia mishum derabi shimun sever kavase lavrayhi, because he disagrees with the proofs, right? The Habi Yerushalmi so far kamad shvius amru Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov verash, right? Amru davar echad v'imkain havalei shita, therefore it's a shita v'chein Rabbeinu Yerucham. Hades Faras Harambam Ba Rush Rihir Karambam Mitamze. Right, and Rabbi, right, so that's the Rambam side of the argument. Aval Tzarachian, but wait a second. Da'arei HaRush Gufe Hevia Yerushalmi. Now, the Rush brought that Yerushalmi and explained it. Umishum Hachi Pasak Hasam Karabli Yazar Ben Yaakov came under Rabbi Shimon Savar Kavase. And that's Dafka why he paskin that way. Elanir Das HaRush Nechona Delo Amrin and Kolka Gav Nashita. He says, therefore, I think the Rush is right. Right, but he ella hecha de lo ifsaka helchasa behade kechad minayu o de lo azla sugya de alma kechad minay. Right, and this idea of figuring out who we paskin like, that's only where we have a specific sugya paskining that way. But here, aval hecha de ifsaka helchasa kechad minayu o de azla sugya de alma kechad minayu imkain ki amrinan ploniu ploni amru davar echad asya la ruye de hilchasa nami ki idach ploni de lo itmer hilchasa kavase. Right? So, just because you say two people hold this way, it doesn't mean that that has to be the psak. Vilka chacha de sugya de alma, bito sefta, vakam makomus azla karebi shimon, vachain kasava rambam, beperisha mishnah, perakam de shvis. Right? And I have a whole list of people that actually paskin like Rabbi Shimon. And that's how he concludes. The Shach therefore concludes by saying, and therefore I think the Psak should be like Rabbi Shimon against the Shita of the Rambam, and therefore the Shach is Machmer on this. I'm not sure, again, what how often this comes up. It's probably not too much, but just the issue of you have a Mishnah and then Gemara sort of quoting one of those positions and not knowing exactly how to paskin, and then that being really the subject of the Machlokas Rishonim is a good one to also keep in mind, especially with this guy Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov who we sort of have this like Mesorah that we should always be paskining like him. Yud Tes is the sugya of, sort of, we've been trying to get to this, but is the sugya of the, what's it called, of the uprooted tree. That if you have an uprooted tree and then you replant it, so do you have to, does the clock have to start again? Or when does the clock start again? So the answer is, it depends if there is dirt enough to sustain it before you replant it. Problem is how much dirt is required. So that ends up being a big machlokas, and this really does come up because these trees are often purchasable, or when there are trees that get planted, if the gardener comes and plants a tree, right? So where is that? They're not planting seeds; they're planting a tree, right? So does the orla count have to restart on that tree when it was uprooted from its original home? So that ends up being a big question, but maybe we'll hold off on that and get back into that, and hopefully I think next time probably finish up Hilchos Orla. All right. Okay. All right. Have a good evening. We'll pick up Mirtz Hashem soon.
So next week's probably not.
Next week, not, right. I think off for Hanukkah, and then we'll be on, I guess, the last night of Hanukkah. Hanukkah ends on Monday also?
Well, it starts on Monday night, so...
It starts on Sunday night.
Sunday night, so the last day would be
Monday.
Monday, right. Okay, so we'll
Monday to Monday.
We'll close out Hanukkah with the continuation of this year. Okay, good evening.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, good evening. Take care.
Bye-bye.